final hour of our little Thursday slide down the old razor blade of life. A little fun thing we do every day here, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6. And to borrow a phrase from my good friend Walter Williams, we make a valiant attempt to push back the boundaries of ignorance with the moral superiority of freedom. I know, but chew on that for a while. I think you might actually get something out of it. If you're just getting off work, congratulations once again on still having a job. Some very good friends of ours are unable to say that any longer. Moving right along. If you're just joining us, you don't know. You probably didn't notice it on the calendar this morning, but today is the 10th anniversary, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Patriot Act. I know everyone is just so thrilled about that, and I had to get my friend Jim Bovard back on the show here, because here's a guy who from its birth wrote extensively about the Patriot Act, the joys, the wonder, the excitements, the thrill of having such a fine piece of legislation as part of our code here in America. And he joins me here from an unlisted address somewhere outside the sometimes at least out of gun range of Washington, D.C., once again here on WSPD. Hello, James.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you, sir. I've got a copy of your best-selling book, Attention Deficit Democracy. I just want to read this little chunk right here, which I've always found very entertaining and elucidating. Power grabs by politicians are rarely accompanied by a multiple-choice question for the benefit of slow-witted citizens. Instead, when the executive branch is seeking to seize new power, the president can deploy his immense prestige, his top advisors with their focus group-tested phrases, and their Ivy League credentials. The president can address the nation and give speeches in heavily choreographed settings with hand-picked audiences guaranteed to applaud, and on and on. And of course, along comes the criticism of the Patriot Act, and the government went into full action, as you go on to point out, in snuffing out anything that represented any sort of serious objection. So we're real thrilled with the Patriot Act, Jim. I thought maybe we could review some of the highlights of the legislation, and what a wonderful job it's done keeping America safe here in this these troubled times.
Well, it certainly created a lot of new jobs for federal snoopers, and that's the thing I think is most important about the Patriot Act is the principle involved that there would be no limit on government surveillance. Because, for instance, the national security letters have been cut loose by this. National security letters are simply memos written by FBI agents. They're using 40 to 50,000 a year, and the FBI can simply, an agent can write out a memo and go into a bank or a telephone company, whatever, and get all your records. Doesn't need a search warrant, doesn't need any evidence that you've been involved in criminal activity or that you're tied to Hezbollah or whoever. All they have to do is fill out a form and boom, almost all your personal data can be gathered up by that. And the courts have upheld this. Some judges have said this is BS, but most of them have rolled over and cheered. But this just epitomizes the new relation between the federal government and the American people, because after 9/11, Americans were not allowed to have any secrets from the government, and almost everything the government does is now secret to us.
Yeah, good point. Just for old time's sake, I know we've been over this a time or two, actually a direct result of some of the discussions we had here at WSPD when this whole thing went down. The call I got from a lady who was very upset that I was railing against this thing and pointed out that, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. Speaking specifically in relationship to federal agents coming into my house when I'm not there and planting bugs on my computer and telephone and rifling through my underwear drawer and maybe my gun collection. So what would you today, since I'm still out walking around loose, much to the chagrin of several listeners, what would you say to that lady? What should I say to the lady today if she calls up and says I have nothing to hide? I obviously haven't been harmed by this at all, right?
Well, there was a wonderful saying that Aristotle had. He said that some men are born to be slaves. And if you see how a lot of people have responded to the government intrusions and lies and the heavy cloak that they're increasingly throwing over the American people, and how the U.S. government has had utter contempt for the Bill of Rights, over the past, 10 years. If folks think that's okay, then okay. But I mean, this is a different kind of American than what you and I were raised to respect back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever. Folks are not supposed to roll over in their belly and ask for the government to scratch it after the government kicks them. After the government kicks their rights and liberties.
Yeah. Well, yet, without belaboring the old analogy of the frog and the boiling water and all the rest, it would appear that that incrementally people are probably pretty comfortable with the old Patriot Act. They probably there might be some people raising some glasses to celebrate the fact that the Patriot Act has indeed, just as the president said at the time, kept us safe. There have been no more attacks on American soil, and by God, we've probably got the Patriot Act to thank for that.
Yeah, and now there's 800,000 people in the U.S. who have a federal security clearance, which means that they have a right to pry in other people's data, basically. The national security state that's been created in the last decade is far more intrusive than most Americans can imagine. But there was, somebody made a great comment a few decades ago, but that lots of people live lives that they have nothing to hide because they do very little. I mean, it's not like they're out percolating ideas. It's not like they're out there talking with anybody about the problems with government policy, or does this war make any sense, or was the senator or the president lying last week? I mean, if folks are docile, then of course they would not object to the Patriot Act. But once the government can crack down on anybody who the government sees as a threat, then pretty soon there'll be no check on what the government does. There'll be no check on government power. And that's even folks who are docile should be worried about that.
Well, a famous writer once wrote, in the long run, people have more to fear from governments than from terrorists. Terrorists come and go, but power-hungry politicians will always be with us, unquote.
And that was the line that explains why I've never been invited to the White House.
Just that one line? I mean, there's several others that I can
think of. I've certainly been trying. I've done my best. I've tried, at least.
Well, how about this one? People have been taught to expect far more from government than from freedom, and that really does seem to be the case with the normal knee-jerk reaction of individuals. Rather than go for the solution that comes from freedom, liberty, individual responsibility, the first words out of their mouth is, the government ought to have a law. The government needs to do something about this. The solution for all of our problems apparently lies with the government.
Well, and one thing that confounds me on this is that there are a lot of conservatives who are justifiably very wary of President Obama, and yet many of these same conservatives are big fans of the Patriot Act. So you don't trust the president, but you think he should be allowed to spy on you. You know, go figure.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that that there would be considerably more opposition and certainly more skepticism and good old-fashioned cynicism about this if more people were subjected to the type of tyranny that can be exercised under the color of law with this act?
Well, part of the reason there's not been more resistance to this is because the government has been able to keep secret who it's spied on. If we had an honest opportunity to see our federal dossiers, I think a lot of people would be shocked to see that their email's been tracked, that their web surfing has been tracked, that even their driving has been tracked, because with the new use of those phones for GPS trackers. The government has done so much more than what most people can even imagine, and yet because the government's been able to keep almost all of its intrusions secret, that has greatly undermined resistance so far.
I'd be satisfied just to see your file.
It'd be kind of dull,
You think? I don't know. I think back at some of the things you've written about the government and some of the things the government's written about you. I mean, it's no wonder you don't only get invited to the White House. You don't even get to go to the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, well, you know, back in my Boston days, I was a giant Easter rabbit for a gig, you know, and that was a hard gig because it was a really thick outfit and I had all these sales girls sitting in my lap and I didn't appreciate it. So
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. But we talk about incrementalism a lot and how things like this, like the Patriot. There was one statistic that I had heard that I wanted to run by you. What I read was that when considering the Patriot Act and its spawn, that it had been used, rather, while it was sold to us on the basis of keeping us safe for terrorists and all the rest of that, that it had been, in fact, employed most and apparently with some efficiency in the so-called war on drugs, more so than anything having to do with terrorism. Is that a statistic that rings with you? Do you think that's accurate?
Well, you know, rings is not the right word. Burns is more accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
The Patriot Act was one of the biggest bait and switches in American constitutional history. This was sold as a narrowly targeted bill that would go after terrorists. Instead, you have all these new surveillance and intrusion powers that can go after almost anybody suspected of breaking any federal statute, and there's now over 3,000 different federal criminal statutes. So it's gone after people accused of violations of pornography, white collar crime, money laundering, all sorts of things. And you know, it does. You know, that was part of the reason I was aghast when the law passed, because you are vastly increasing the arsenal of federal prosecutors, and these are folks who already have far too much power. And it makes it too easy for them to arm twist people into plea bargaining, because you have one mandatory minimum sentence layered on top of another, and pretty soon people are looking at 30 years for jaywalking, unless they confess, and that's only 6 months for being a nudnik.
Yeah, is the Patriot Act the basis for, or has any connection to some of the other shenanigans we've heard going around, like this Viper program they've launched in Tennessee and down in Texas?
It's not the same law as far as I know. There's a different law that authorized TSA, but the thing that's important is the moral and legal impact of a law. There was a wonderful English legal philosopher by the name of A.B. Dicey, wrote in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and he was saying that the most important thing about law is the impact it has on public opinion. And the Patriot Act has basically gotten people accustomed to the idea of unlimited government intrusions. And because of that, it's shifted the entire playing field far, far beyond what it was even in the Clinton administration, when there were some very good fights on government surveillance. But that's, you know, that's like a thousand years ago as far as the sentiments of a lot of people these days. The Patriot Act was an indication of how far the government can get away with intruding and how much information the government can keep secret. And naturally, once it became clear the government could do that, you've had one new law, one new policy after another, and even people coming back from traveling to Europe or even Mexico or Canada, if they've got a laptop, the U.S. government now claims the right to seize a laptop and copy all their personal data, even though there's no reason to suspect that American citizen of a crime.
Well, and if that isn't heinous enough, I understand from watching Andrew Napolitano's show last evening that now you can be subject to, that there really isn't any part of your existence that the government cannot intrude if they so desire.
Well, I mean, it might be, if we had a long time, we might be able to think of some area that the government's not yet intruded on, but I'm sure that they could find some threat there and justify a whole new policy.
Yeah, we'll just give them enough time. I mean, we've managed to get through 10 years with the Patriot Act. I'm sure that somebody's got something up their sleeve that that we should be able to look forward to with great eagerness. And you'll write about it, and we'll all learn about it and be appropriately outraged, and then go back to watching TV.
Well, yeah, you know, about the only good thing about the Patriot Act is it spurred the sale of beer.
Any particular beer in particular, Jim?
I'm not supposed to mention Raging Bitch every time I'm on the show, so, you know, I'm trying to behave. It's a struggle.
Well, I figure we're such in a celebratory mood over the 10th anniversary of the Patriot Act. Why not? Why not? Plus, Shaggy, big beer drinker, has been looking all over the place trying to get his hands on some, so maybe we'll have a maybe we'll find some and toast to the Patriot Act this evening. That ought to give us some heartburn.
Yeah, if someone's going to be toasting with beer, get beer that's at least 8% alcohol.
Fair enough. Jim, thanks for coming on board. It's a short notice, but I couldn't let the anniversary pass us by without some comments.
Hey, thanks, Brian. It's fun to kick this old dog.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Jim Bovard, Lost Rights, one of his best, Attention Deficit Democracy, the one you want to get your hands on. It's out in paperback, by the way, bestseller from Jim Bovard. And you can read all about the Patriot Act and other fun stuff in there.